Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, and I've been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. It's summertime. Where are you taking your two-week vacation? Or are you one of those contractors that says, I can't take 2 weeks off. My business would fall apart without me. Well, that is no way to run a business. So go to my website at theroofershow.com. Pick up a free download that I've got. It will give you 8 steps to getting you there, where next summer you'll be taking that 2 week vacation with your family instead of working nights and weekends, never seeing your family, and not making the money that you should be. And if you want additional help, I'm now doing one-on-one coaching, and it's pretty simple. It's over Zoom. I can help you build a solid business, be more profitable, and we can jump on a free call, go to my contact page, click the big button. It will take you to my calendar, book a time, and we will get on the phone and talk about your business. See what's going on. I'll give you a few strategies and tips based on my experience. And if coaching's right for you, we can talk about that. And I can probably help you build a more profitable business. I've got another great interview today with Aaron Hockel of Alta Vista Strategic Partners. Aaron's been on the show a number of times. And we'll bring up some of those old shows, and everybody should go back and check these out because, man, it's some great material. Aaron is a marketing expert. I've known Aaron for a long time. He really knows his stuff. So we'll always enjoy talking with Aaron, catching up on what's the latest when it comes to getting roofing contractors more qualified leads. But before we get into the interview with Aaron, what day is this? It is this follow-up Friday. What are you doing to follow up with new customers, with your prospects, with your old customers? You get out there and you put out proposals. You spend all this time coming up with a good proposal. You shoot it out in the email and you get radio silence. What do you expect? You've got to follow up with these. That's where the gold is at. Most people aren't going to buy on the spot. They're going to think about it. They got this, they got that. It may not be top of mind, but you've got to keep in contact and keep helping them along through your sales pipeline. But the follow-up that I want to talk about today is about your number one asset, and that is the people in your business, your employees. What are you doing to follow up with them? What does that mean? Well, it means going out to the jobs, pulling one of the guys off and say, hey, what's going on, man? How are things going with your life? Tell me about your kids. Ask them questions. Make them feel appreciated, because most people leave not because of money, because of disrespect or lack of appreciation, because you've always got to be recruiting, training, and retaining. It's our number one asset. How difficult it is to get people. You know this. So you want to make sure the ones that you've got are happy and satisfied. People don't leave because of money very often. It's usually because they don't feel appreciated. They've been disrespected and they're out of here. The cost of losing an employee is huge, and trying to get another one to replace them, where are you going to do that? You don't go down to the roofer store. It's tough. So you want to make sure that you're retaining these people. And it's the follow-up. Hey, you know, I heard your daughter got married last weekend. How'd it go? Tell me about it. It's that simple. It's taking out some sandwiches to the guys, never going out empty-handed to the job. Go out there with a six-pack of sodas, whatever it is. Just always make them feel appreciated. And that's the follow-up. So that today, Friday, go out, give your guys a pat on the back. The people in your office, what have you done for them? Have you brought in lunch? Have a raffle, do something. But it's all about the follow-up, and you've got to do this consistently. So every Friday, or you can do it on Monday, you know, follow-up Monday. It doesn't have that same ring, but just make sure you're doing it consistently, whether it's following up on open quotes, whether it's following up with old customers to ask for five-star reviews, whether it's just saying hi to old customers. How's it going? Want to make sure everything's good with your roof. Hey, if you get a chance, make sure you pass our name around to friends and family. Our company is built on referrals and a reputation, and we would really appreciate it. It doesn't take that much effort, but it takes consistency, like we always talk about on this show. It's the little things, doing them really well, but doing them consistently is what's important. All right, so we've got that going for us. Now, I just want to thank our sponsor, Ruby Receptionist, before we get into the show. And you've heard me talk about Ruby. I've kind of, you know, more and more of my coaching clients are using Ruby for answering their phone. And man, they are seeing a huge difference. I've got one contractor that, you know, they do the qualifying. So they don't do repairs. So they don't have them call, you know, they can push those guys off. They're only doing one certain type of work, which is great because I always talk about focusing down on your ideal client, and they do a great job of this. They're virtual receptionists. They will answer the phone with a friendly, professional voice, and they take down the information because if you're rolling these calls over in a voicemail, they're not going to leave a message. They're going to go to somebody where they can get a live person that's going to answer the questions that they've got because they want them answered and they want them answered quickly. So go check out Ruby at callruby.com/roofershow. Check it out. See if it's right for you because they've got a great service and you want to have somebody answering that phone. Okay, well, let's get into our interview with Aaron and let's get caught up on the latest in marketing. Aaron, thanks for coming on to the show again. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, Dave, absolutely. I'm really happy to be back. Always love chatting with you and getting to speak to your audience.
Well, you are our go-to marketing guy. We've got a ton of interviews with you, actually, over the years. Going back, our first one was 2017, How to Control Your Online Reputation. And I remember seeing you at one of the NRCA shows, and you were giving a talk about that. And I said, man, this guy really knows his stuff. Got to get you on. And that really started us off. And then that was episode number 6. We go up to 37. We talked about SEO back in 2018. What's hot, what's not. Great show. Number 63, why Facebook is still relevant. So we obviously want to talk about that. Then also why you need to be on Nextdoor. And I know that's really important to a lot of contractors because we did that show and that's one of my highest downloaded shows actually. So it's interesting how many people had interest in that. So we'll want to talk about all of these things, how contractors basically can get more qualified leads because it's just not numbers. It's about having quality leads. But before we get into all that, let's give a little background. What does your company do? Who do you do it for? And really, I would like to know what makes you different.
Yeah, Dave, kind of crazy to think it's been that long, right? I do remember that show way back in the day where we got hooked up. It does not seem like 4 years ago. I had no children and now I have 3. So, you know, it's been great. So my company, myself, what do we do, right? So Alta Vista, we're a 10-year-old marketing agency. We're full service. We do all things marketing. Whether it's digital, social, we do database marketing. You know, what makes us different and unique, we partner with really just contractors in general, and roofing contractors are one of our core customers, right? So we probably work for about 30 to 35 roofing contractors around the country, both residential and commercial. We work for total probably about 250 trade contractors. And all of that combined lets us really know what's working, what's not working. And, you know, we try to understand our client's business in terms of what do they need, what's most important to them, and how do we get them there, right? So I always say, hey, if, you know, the goal is you want Mrs. Jones to call you when she needs to replace her roof, that's our goal. We're going to build a marketing plan to get your business there. What's the most important elements of that plan? If your job is to, you want to go do subcontracted work for general contractors on new construction, how do we get you to that finish line, right? And so that's just kind of what we do, how we've been doing it. We got about 25 people. We're based in Baltimore and we work with clients all over the country.
Well, I've been back to your shop. You got a great organization back there. And I've met with a number of your contractors, your roofing contractors, and those guys are really killing it. And I know we got to want to talk about a couple of examples you might have that you can show really what's working for these guys, because I know they're really growing and really kicking ass. But what I've got, I want to talk about some things, kind of break it up into maybe some of the smaller guys that,
yeah,
you know, they don't have a big budget for marketing. They're really just kind of like, how do I get started? How do I get more leads? And as opposed to going to Home Advisor and throwing your money down the tube, how do they start building their brand? And then I want to get into some of the larger companies, particularly in commercial, because that's a tough market to find the right people. And we're going to talk about that. I know there's some new stuff going on with Google. We want to make sure we cover that. And then SEO, you know, general, hey, what should they be doing to move up in the rankings the best they can? Does that sound like a plan?
Yeah, all sounds great to me, right?
Okay. Well, let's get into the smaller contractor. So here I am maybe doing, you know, I'm just getting going. I'm a few years in. I'm just, you know, starting to grow. I've done all my friends and family, all the referrals and so forth, but I've got to expand my business and I don't know how to get started. And without a big budget, what are the things that they can do to really get going, to start getting some traction? And really what I think is so important is building their brand, their presence online, and not building Home Advisor's online presence and their website. What can you help us with there?
Yeah, great questions, right? And so, you know, we have a client who we've been working with for about 5 years who is a great case study on this. They started out, when we first met with them, they actually said, hey, Alta Vista, we're not even ready for you yet. And they started to continue to grow their business. They got a little bit into this range that you're probably talking about right now. They've done their friends and family. What could they do from there? And then they've grown into a much larger business, right? In that early phase, what becomes really important is taking advantage of the tools that are readily available to you and then understanding kind of how consumers buy from roofers, right? So when we say what's available to you for free, number one, first and foremost, Google My Business. You got to go out, you got to create a profile, you got to register your business, physical address, optimize that profile and do everything they ask you to do. So when they say pictures, do pictures. When they say hours, do your hours. When they say description, every piece of information you can give them, give them. So getting that Google My Business built up and optimized, really important.
And they're going to help you walk. They're going to walk you through that.
Yeah. You can search, just go to Google and search Google My Business optimized, best practices, tips, all those things. And you'll get tutorials both from Google and from all over the internet. You can even probably Google like best way to build a roofing profile on Google My Business and get roofing specific tips, right? It's all this information is out there. It's also not super complicated, right? Most people, if you can fire up a computer and, you know, run your QuickBooks and your accounting and do some other those small business owner things, you should probably be able to handle this too. What I would go off of that is, you know, so Google My Business, check that box number one. You got to get that profile up. You got to control that.
Why is that so important?
Well, so it's
in it or what's going on there?
It's really huge for a few reasons, right? One, when people search for your business by name, it will populate what we call a knowledge pane on the Google desktop results, right? So if you search for Alta Vista Strategic Partners, my company, what you'll see is we pop up. And then on the right-hand side, there'll be that panel, which will have like pictures, our location, our address, our hours, and other relevant information to our business. If you don't have a set up and optimized Google My Business profile, when someone searches for your business, that doesn't show up, which for a small business, at least in our experience from a consumer standpoint, might detract from the credibility a bit.
Right.
Number two, that's going to be super important for how Google ranks people in the maps. So if we think back now to, let's get rid of that panel on the right-hand side, let's think on our phone or even on our desktop. When we search for something, we're going to get a couple ads and then we're going to get a map with location-driven results. The physical location registered and verified in that profile will help flow information into that Google My Business, into the map. So without a verified registered Google My Business, it's going to be really hard to show up in that map. This is all about visibility in the search rankings. And so if you don't have A, you can't get into the map, right? That would be another really important thing. Also from there, you can control your reviews. You can respond
Let me jump back to these maps because this is really how I search a lot of times. I'll go to the maps and, you know, three or maybe four businesses that show up. And I think to move up on those maps, and one thing that, you know, I know you're going to get into is the reviews, and we want to be pushed up as high as we can. And by doing these things that we're talking about, that's how we're going to show up. And it is important where you can, and then you expand that. But if you go down and you're on, you know, you got to go through three pages of roofers, you're non-existent.
Yeah. You don't really exist beyond the first page, right? If you're not on page one, you're non-existent. And then really, if you're not in the top half, you're kind of also, unfortunately, you can still get some opportunity out of the bottom half, but the top half is what really, really matters. And again, this is talking about someone, hey, we're a small business. We're looking for what can we do that's not going to have tremendous financial commitment. What's available to me? It's also not super hard to do. Very important things.
Yeah, these are really the basics that you've got to do. I call it, you know, it can be, the ante to get into the roofing business, basically, if you're going to get in there and get some business. I mean, you got to be doing this.
We have people all the time say, hey, I want to start a business. What do I need to do? And it's like, oh, well, from a marketing standpoint, here's Google. And then if we talk about these other tools, right, we could even talk, well, you should go build a presence on and a page on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, Nextdoor, Yelp, Angie's List. We don't like them, but Home Advisor, you got to own and control your profile on there, right? All these different profiles and pages, claim ownership of them. That way you can make sure that you have what you need. You have control over it. You can see what's out there. You can make sure you have the same logo, the right phone number, all these things kind of having control over your presence, right?
Great. Okay. Now you mentioned reviews. This is, as I talk about all the time on this show, is how important reviews are. I talk about how, you know, I go to buy a set of towels on Amazon. I look at the reviews, man, everything, right? Everything is review driven now because it's the social proof that you need to have people say, oh, okay, I'm comfortable making that decision. It's the new walking down the street to your, you know, buddy's neighbor's house and getting a recommendation. Is that what it's about?
Yeah, it's definitely the social trust, the social proof type of thing. It's also just become part of the way people buy. You said, hey, I'll check out the couple of reviews on Amazon. What's really interesting is that research shows the size and scope of the purchase will actually drive the amount of research and reviews that are explored. So you're like, hey, I'm going to go to Amazon. I'm going to search for new. I did this for dish rags, actually, which is why I found towels funny. You might read one or two and you pick one and buy it because it's $20. If it's a $10,000 roof, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, people are going to actually read significantly more reviews and they're going to visit significantly more sites and places to read them. All going to influence it, right? What we always say on a marketing standpoint is that, you know, homeowners, they research, they contact, they meet, they purchase, right? What we try to do is be really strong in the research phase, meaning when Mrs. Jones or a building owner or whoever goes to look for services, is your business positioned in front of them? Can they find you? And when they find you, what does it say about you? Because if we go back to this old school approach that still, I think, sticks true today, they're still going to call three guys, get three bids, and go with the one they feel most comfortable with. From a marketing standpoint, what we just try to do is make sure how do we make sure that Dave's Roofing is one of the three guys they call?
Right.
We position, we build confidence through great reviews, great Facebook, presence on Nextdoor, BBB, nice Google page. We build trust through all those reviews, right? We increase confidence that you're one of the three people they should call. And that's what our goal is, right? From a marketing standpoint, if you're one of three people that gets to walk into their home and look at their roof, mission accomplished.
Okay, so reviews, very important. How do we get them? We've done a number of shows on this, on how to control the reviews that you get, how to get the reviews. You know, and you're so right. I mean, you look at a company that has 250 five-star reviews, and here you are trying to get going, and or even if you've been going. I mean, here I've seen, you know, 10-year-old companies. They've got, you know, four or five reviews, and half of them are from 2 years ago. It's not that complicated. How do you go about getting these reviews?
Yeah. So I think a really big thing and something that we preach to all of our clients, especially in the roofing space, is start to preface the review right from the very beginning. Mrs. Jones, if we have, you know, let's say you signed the contract with Mrs. Jones to do her roof. At that point in time, hey, Mrs. Jones, I just want to let you know, when we get to the end of this whole thing, we're going to ask you to leave us a review. When you show up for the day of the install, hey, Mrs. Jones, if anything happens during the day, let us know. We're here to make sure we do a great job. We just want to make sure at the end when we ask for a review, you have good things to say about us. Right. If you start to drip into your process through your steps from, we'll say, the day you get the contract to the day you pick up the check, that you're going to ask for a review, you're not surprising them. They're expecting it from you. You're saying that.
I go a step further into at the point of the sale where you're, hey, our goal is to give you a five-star experience. And that's what we're all about. And because at the end of that, I'm going to ask you for a five-star review. Does that sound like a good starting point? Because our business is built on referral business and our reputation. That's what's important. And that's, as you can see, we've got 250 five-star reviews. And I'd really like you to go through and check some of these out, because these are satisfied customers that are actually standing up, raising their hand, saying, hey, these guys are great. And so you're right, by starting this process, but it's pretty simple at the end.
Yeah, you just set the expectation all the way. We want to give you a five-star experience, emphasizing how important it is to your business, everything, right? Where the rubber meets the road is, because you have to show up to pick up the check. You have to be there to sign the contract. You're going to be there for those phases of it. Where the rubber meets the road is, you got the check, you've left the house. Mrs. Jones, if you did a great job, is not going to need a roofer for 20 years. So what happens then? For us, it's got to be software driven. It's got to be systematic. It's got to be part of process, right? Whether you want to do it at the end of the week, every other week, that's probably the longest cadence. You need to have an outreach to all of those people, asking them. We like to there's tons of software out here that does this. BirdEye does it. Podium does it. One that we like that's very easy to use, very affordable, it's called Reputation Stacker. All these things are readily available. Everyone's probably experienced this by now. You know, let's say you finish three roofs in a week, right? Or 2 weeks, right? You take those three customers, you load their email in. You can automatically have it send in the first email that says, hey, Dave, rate this 1 to 5 stars. If they rate it 5 stars, it's then going to prompt them to leave a review on Google or Facebook, right? You can choose where it's going to send them. If they don't open that email, the software will automatically send them another email the next day and then another email 3 days later. So you get that follow-up, that automatic follow-up, because those repetitive asks will what drive it home. And if you're diligent about doing that, it just works over time. That's really what the key is, because you've told the customer, and you can do this with text messaging where you can send them a text when it's done. And, you know, all those things exist. And the tools are really actually very easy to use, and they're relatively affordable, right? Some of them are like a couple $1,000s a year. Some of them can be as cheap as a couple $100s a year. And they're all going to fundamentally work for you depending on where your business is. What I think is the discipline, right? And understanding and getting in a mindset of like, if I just continue to do this, one day I'm going to walk into a home or a business. I'm going to walk into a meeting and I'm not going to be the least expensive guy. I'm not going to be the low bid. I'm going to be the high bid. And they're going to say, hey, we're going with you because your reviews are better than your competition.
I like to use example of my dentist. Okay. And I love my dentist. He sends me this email and it's got a thumbs up or thumbs down. Okay. And I assume when you hit the thumbs up, it's going to ask you the question, you know, it's going to take you to leave a review. If it's a thumbs down, you don't want to leave a review. They're going to go back and you've got some kind of problem that you need to go back and fix. But generally I get that. And you know, it's just, I got stuff going on. I'm going to delete. Not because I don't like them. I'd be happy to do it, but I'm just busy. And then they send me another one maybe a few days later. And it's still fresh in my mind. Hey, I love the guys. If I had the time, great, I'd do it. Then maybe the third one. Okay, you know, I've got a chance. I'm going to do it. Also, you know, yeah. Okay, fine. I'm going to do it. But too many contractors think I'm going to be a pest and they're going to get pissed off. But, you know, it generally is not going to work the first time. And just by saying maybe, you know, your plan is I'm going to leave them maybe my business card and say, hey, go to our website or go to Google, leave us a review, see you later and done. You're not going to get very good results from that.
You have to be diligent in your follow-up. And you have to make it as easy as possible for them, right? So saying, here's my card, just search me on Google, go find it, type it in. Or, Dave, here's a link. Could you take 60 seconds to write a 1 or 2 sentence review about my business? It's extremely important as a small business for helping us grow. Positive reviews are the backbone of our marketing. It would truly be appreciated if you had a 5-star experience, right? If you click this link, it will take you directly to Google and all you have to do is start typing. If you click this link, it will take you directly to Facebook and all you have to do is start typing. Well, you've said 60 seconds, you've said 1 or 2 sentences. You've outlined exactly, this is not a huge commitment. This is not going to be some massive amount of time. This is 1 minute out of their day. And the links are right there. Click, up, type, done. By making it easy for them, you're going to increase the likelihood. By reminding them, you're going to increase it as well. And in the roofing space, I go back to I understand on repairs, it can be different, but in the re-roof side of things, you're probably not going back to their home anytime soon. If you did the job right, you don't want to be called back next year about busted shingle. Follow up 3-4 times. You've already won their business. If they ignore the first three, the fourth one's not going to have them call you, right? You know what I mean? You're not going to really step on anything.
And the apps that you're talking about or the programs, they're going to do this for you. They're going to automate the process. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, right? So Reputation Stacker or any of these, they're just going to, once you say you set up the campaign and you just say, here's my 5 new people, send. Mm-hmm. It's going to put Dave's name in. It's going to put Aaron's name into the first name field. It's going to automatically send one at this day within this many days after, this many days after, and this many days after. It's going to do all that for you. You don't have to remember anything. You have to build it out one time, and then it's just upload, click, go.
Okay, and now it's going to happen. We're going to get a 2-star review. Somebody's going to have a problem, let's say, and it slips through somehow. Now, what I find is you're going to get reviews from people that you never worked for that mix you up with some other company that may sound, and they're going in, you know, they're calling you out. And what I see is that contractors do not respond to that. Now, you're not going to get in a fight online and say, hey, show it, you were, you know, a difficult customer and all of this. But yep, you've got to respond to bad reviews. Is that right?
Absolutely. And you should really respond to almost every review, right? So a 5-star mm-hmm. review, Dave, we appreciate you taking a minute to write this review.
Right.
It was great working at your home. Thanks so much for considering Aaron's roofing. Responding to the 5 stars and the 4 stars is just as okay as the 1 and the 2, right? When you respond to the 1 and the 2, what we always say is, you know, sleep on it one night, right? Because people in the moment can be like, well, this guy didn't want that. Or, you know, they get all right, worked up because you're this and you're that and you got a bad review. just decompress a second, right? Mm-hmm. And what we kind of say is like, look, acknowledge if you did something wrong, right? There's always going to be difficult customers. There's always going to be no pays. There's always going to be all those things. If you publicly on the internet take the high road, you're going to win in the long run. So don't go in there and start bashing them. Don't go in there and just saying, Dave, we appreciate you this feedback for our business.
Take that conversation offline also is say, yep. Hey, our business is all about solving problems. If you've had an issue, we're going to take care of it. Give us a call at so-and-so.
Here's my cell phone. Here's my email. Call me.
Exactly. We'll make it right for you. Yep. Okay. So now we're moving up in our rankings. So we're talking about SEO. You know, everybody talks about SEO. Nobody knows what the hell it actually is and what's involved with doing it. But these are the ways that we do it, right? What else can we do to improve our visibility online?
Yeah, great question, right? So if we talk SEO, what becomes really important is some basics. Website, obviously, that's really important to all of this, right? Got to be mobile friendly, mobile first. If you're going to hire someone for a website, doing this for a website, make sure it looks really good on a phone and it works well on a phone, because that's where it's going to be used more often. And then, you know, as crazy as blogs, right? Write about this, write blogs, try and write one a month, two a month, one a quarter. If you're adding new relevant content onto your website, it's going to, over time, continue to push you higher and create more trust. You know, SEO, everyone says it's this super complicated, super technical thing, right? I'll take it back to 1999. You're from Northern California, so you probably remember the dot-com bubble. Why is Ask Jeeves and yes.com gone and Google is not? And the answer is actually really simple. When you type something into Google, it gives you the best answer and a superior answer and experience than if you typed that same thing in 1999 or 2001 or whatever they disappeared. In 2001, if you typed in best roofer near me into Google, its answers and response and the information that came back in the results was so much better than all the other ones out there that no one used them. Nobody went to them. No one wanted to use them. Search engine optimization is all about when someone types something into Google, they're fundamentally asking a question. How do I make my website the best answer to that question? Think about it. That's all Google's trying to do. If they continue just to give the best answer and a better answer than Bing or Yahoo or wherever else, you're going to continue to use them. And then that's how they make their money. That's the really simple explanation to SEO from a conceptual standpoint, how you become that best answer. Great website, good content, lots of updates.
And, you know, blogging, people really don't appreciate how important it is. I think there's all kinds of ways to do it. They don't, you know, it's again, I don't know what to write about. I don't write this and that, but I mean, the simple ways, you know, and you don't have to do it all the time, but you do want to be consistent. I would say, you know, kind of just get something out. But I mean, the questions that you get asked every day, you could take 10 questions, the same ones over and over and over again. You know, how do I know if I need to repair my roof or replace it? Well, give them an answer. And the way that I did it, the way that I do it is I'm going to write some basic, you know, even record it. And I send it out to, I've got a copywriter Upwork, and you know, they will clean it up for you. They will make it sound like all you need. It doesn't have to be this elaborate, you know, term paper, but it is simple. You're answering the questions that they are going to have. So if they're looking to find out, you know, what kind of shingle should I put on my house? If you've got more content on that, you're going to show up in those rankings. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely. And Google is, you know, even to the point where they know where you are, where you're searching from, where your business is located, because they have your Google My Business, they have this, they have that, right? They have so much data and information moving that they're going to try to be a guy searching in Miami who searches for best roofing material for residential home, best residential roofing material in Miami, he might get a different answer than a guy in Maine. Mm-hmm. Because the answer, while it could be the same, the result should be different, right? Does that make sense where I'm kind of going with right. that? It's just what it looks like, right? And you know, you're saying, what are like, you know, do I need to repair my roof or replace my roof? How about, what is a ridge vent? Why is there moss on my roof? Why does my roof have streaks? Why are shingles missing? I mean, these are questions that, hey, Dave, why are there black streaks on my roof? Right. Well, that's usually algae growth. Do you know what I mean? Like,
totally. Yeah.
How do I clean algae off my roof? And you know, it just becomes like a spiraling mechanism, right? Everything doesn't need to be geared 1,000% to repair or replace, right? People think that. And yes, you need to talk about that. You need content about that. People, what are the questions that people ask you?
Right.
Write them down when you're in a meeting. That's the best approach. You know, that's a really great solution.
Mm-hmm. Now, another way that I think is important, you tell me, video and getting a YouTube channel, because every time you're up on a roof, you're going through all these crazy things, and everybody's got an iPhone. So when you're up there, you can say, hey, here's this problem that we ran into. Here's the solution. As you can see, this is how we handle this. This is how we did it. Not only is that going to improve your SEO, but it's great when you come across a customer, a prospect that may have this problem. You say, hey, you know, we've got a great video on this. Let me send you back to that directly. Here's the link to that video. Here's how we solve it. What do you think about that strategy?
It's a great idea. It works really well. It's also really good stuff for Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter. It's not just about, oh, I'm going to put a blog on my website, because one of the questions we'll get asked all the time is, well, what should I put on my social media? Okay, I got a Facebook page. What do I put on there? What is a ridge vent? Why is there algae on my roof? Those questions and answers are that, right? So that video of streaks on a roof, don't just put it on your YouTube. Put it on your YouTube. Put the YouTube video onto your website. Then put it out on your Facebook, all your social pages. And if you really want to go one step further with how we leverage everything, you know, save all your past customers' emails and put a newsletter out to them and include that in there.
There you go. Exactly.
You know what I mean? There's just endless ways you can. Right.
But it doesn't have to be complicated. This is the thing, you know, people get all, you know, it's just, I'm frozen, which is just get content out and keep it consistent. Keep it rolling and just a little something. It's like doing this podcast I do every week. You know, it's got to be consistent. Get some good stuff out there. And particularly, I agree, you know, getting it out on Facebook, you know, you're a problem solver. I mean, you're the authority. You're the expert of the industry. And this is how we separate ourselves from, you know, chucking a truck down the street. We know what we're doing. And here is evidence to support that, why you should trust us.
Yeah, absolutely right. And the consistency, and remember, this is about, we're talking still free and easy, right?
Right.
Everyone carries a phone that can record a video. Today, we're on a roof in Houston, Texas. This is the problem we're seeing. This is what it looks like. Here's a couple examples. If you see this, this is what it could be. Be opportunistic with that. Mm-hmm. Right from your phone, you can really easily go Facebook page manager, upload, caption, done. YouTube channel, upload, caption, done.
Right, right.
Instagram, upload. This isn't rocket science.
Right. And it's easy to learn. You don't have to be a tech genius to do this. It is really basic. And this is basic business, man. I mean, you got to get this stuff down if you're going to be in business. And otherwise, you're not going to grow your business.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's all about the effort and all about the consistency. And these are all the little things, again, going back to, hey, we're dealing with someone who's, they don't have a huge budget. What are these free tools? It is 100% free to record a video explaining a common roof issue and upload it on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube from your phone. And if you can post a picture in any of those places, you can do this, right? It's just as simple. It's so user-friendly. And then you could even make a post and share it on your Google My Business, right? So I'm just saying, you know, it's these are the free things. These are the easy things. things.
Simple basics. Okay, now what's going on with Google now? I know they're making some changes on how they're doing the ratings, their rankings. Tell us what's going on there.
Yeah, so Google has come out with a new, you know, user experience is going to be more important to them, and it's really going to boil down to speed. They've launched a test called a new ranking factors or metrics. I don't know what the words you want to use. It's called Core Web Vitals. It's basically an analysis of any website, and it gives you a ranking in terms of speed and performance for both mobile and desktop. Because what they're going to want to do is they want to deliver the best user experience, right? Mm-hmm. And so this does get very technical. The results of these tests are really technical, really fast. What it really boils down to is, how optimized is your website for speed? Because it goes back to that best answer. So let's just say you go to Google and you type something in, you click on a link and it doesn't load and it's like taking forever.
Right.
And it's taking forever because the person, you know, Aaron's Roofing, my website, I've got all these super huge files and pictures and bots and chats and this and that. Mm-hmm. And you navigate away. It's a poor user experience for the Aaron, you know, for Dave, who's searching on Google. So Google is now looking at how fast do things load? How fast do they pop up? What does the user experience look like? And they're actually, you know, they're talking about, right? It's going to come out. I don't know when. They're going to start talking about recommending pages within the results based on user experience. So it could honestly be someone types best roofer near me into Google. Here come all the results. And they're going to eventually have like an icon that recommends one over the other based on speed, performance, and user experience.
Okay. So that's coming up, and that sounds like you're going to need a pro to start stepping up.
Yes.
So let's get into this, you know, and the type of things that you do, because I know that you've really helped a lot of roofing contractors. We were talking about one of your clients, company that I know, we don't name their name, but, you know, tell us how they got started with you. What have you done? What's kind of the progression and you know, what kind of results have they gotten and our listeners can expect?
Great question, right? So I was actually on LinkedIn and I saw a buddy of mine from college was the general manager of a roofing company. So I hit him with a message. The timing wasn't right. It took me about another 6 months to even get to sit down with them, and about a year from then before we started doing business together. Their business was really two guys with a sub crew, with a singular crew. They were subbing, dedicated crew, but a sub crew nonetheless. And it was word of mouth. It was this, it was that, very basic old website. Really that scenario we talked about where they didn't have a review plan. They didn't have a social media plan. We kind of came in once they got to a certain level and we started to help them with really, you know, their social media, that piece of it, kind of marketing to their past customers, and then their blog and really their reviews, right? How do we manage those early phase things? At the time, they were heavily dependent, and it's owned by two gentlemen. One of them comes from a background that was like 100% canvassing driven, all canvas driven leads. I'm sure we have plenty of people on listening that have used canvassers, come from that background. They know that world really well. And this is pre-COVID. This is going back 5-6 years now. They're like, we don't love canvassing. It's challenging. It's hard to find good canvassers. You get run out of neighborhoods. They use Home Advisor. They use Angie's List. They bought leads on Thumbtack. They use all those paid lead sources, right? We basically said, hey, listen, those work, but this is why they're not great, right? Because Mrs. Jones just says yes at the door because she wants to get rid of the guy. She's not serious. Challenge within canvassing. Home Advisor, they're getting that lead. They're selling it to five roofers. It's a mad scramble, and the guy's not even serious about it. Just inherent challenges in those lead sources. What we did was we kind of worked with them on saying, hey, listen, if you go to a paid advertising strategy, we can literally control where your ads display and what words trigger your ads. Like some of our customers, they want no repairs. They do not want to fix roofs. They do not want to deal with so-and-so's mishap or mistake or misfortune. They are a replacement-oriented company. We're able to help steer things in that direction, both through ads, keywords, ad copy, landing page text, right? So we really helped them develop an online advertising strategy. Priority one was Google. priority two was Facebook, Instagram, that put their ads and their brand and their logo and their services in front of the people they wanted to do business with. So when Mrs. Jones searched roof repair company, we did not show an ad. When she searched best roof replacement company near me, we would show an ad. Everything is being tracked and recorded. And we really deployed this strategy into the zip codes where they want to work because we can really pinpoint these things. What we able to accomplish over kind of a 2-year period or so with them was they got 100% rid of their canvassing team. They got 100% rid of Home Advisor. They got 100% rid of anything where they were buying leads, right? Like, you know, you've been to IRE, they have the guy, and I don't know him, but like they have the huge banner that says $50 storm leads, right? I'm not a storm guy, but that guy, I always remember him, $50 storm leads. I was like, man, first IRE, I'm like, he's going to put me out of business because I can't compete with $50 storm leads, right? You know, just saying. They got rid of all those types of things, went 100% digital, 100% online with organic and paid strategies, right? In different places. They've gone from probably in the $1 million a year range to $1 million a month. They're super successful because they do a great job. They have great customer service. They check every little box from the start to the end. It's not about this. We just make the phone ring for them. We just changed where the call was coming from. They're not mad scrambling when someone puts a lead through Home Advisor to be one of five guys to go out and deal with some guy. People come to their website on a paid advertisement. We've already hit them with their reviews. They've already seen a testimonial video. They've already seen, you know what I mean? We're able to really put them out in front.
Well, and I think one thing that's really important before they come to talk to you is you could be clear on who that ideal customer is. Who are you trying to market? What is your business? And I think this is one problem when it comes to marketing. You know, we call it, you know, the spray and pray, which is you're just all over the place, you know, and you're not clear on what it is. So the first thing is, you know, and we talk about this in my one-page business plan on my website, which is, you know, you've got to really focus down on what it is that you do. Do you do residential? Do you do commercial? Do you do windows or whatever, you know, and be specific. And then two, who's that ideal customer and what makes it that ideal customer? Having that clear, and only then can you really kind of target on the right people. And you want to get qualified leads. You want to only get in front of those people that meet that criteria, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely, right? A question we would always ask, and we'll just say, you know, you own Dave's Roofing, is, Dave, your phone rings. Who is calling you? What type of roof do they need? Where are they calling from? That's really important. And what type of service are they looking for? Are you a commercial building owner with a TPO roof that's looking for a PM agreement or a patch around the HVAC? Are you a single family homeowner that's ready to replace your asphalt shingle roof because you're getting ready to sell the house and you know you need to do it? Who are you? Where are you calling from? What are you looking for? What do you need, right? It's also a reverse definition of who you don't want calling, right? Because exactly. There's a lot from an advertising and marketing standpoint we can do to push away from certain things.
I talk about doing that on your website, which is not only the ones that you want to attract, but it's really being clear on who you don't want to, you know, call you. Be focused, be clear on what it is that you do.
I chuckle because we have a customer where it, like on their contact form, it has like 3 stars that literally says in like bright, bold red font, "We do not work for single family homeowners." And then it has like 3 more stars. Yeah. And I mean, it's like clear as day.
Yeah, that was the same thing we did. We were just commercial, right?
And then once a week, probably get, "Hi, this is Mrs. Jones. Can you come out and look at my house in Manassas, Virginia?" Right? And you're just like, "I don't think Mrs. Jones. I don't think we can."
And then then they call in, you piss them off, they leave you a 1-star review,
and you never even write a response and explain we never. You never even worked for the guys.
Oh God, it's crazy. Whole life.
But yeah, no, listen, as you talk to the more mature business, who do we work for? Who are we primed to work with? What's it look like? It's definitely, we work with more mature companies. I would say people that, you know, from a sales perspective, you know, are probably north of 2 million, 3 million, but they want to go to 5 or 7 or 10. You know, there's challenges getting to every level, But the challenge of 2 to 4 is one that we're really good at helping our customers tackle. We're not great with 0 to 500,000, right? It's just not who we are. It's not who we're built for. No different than there's a roofer for a skyscraper in downtown Chicago, and there's a roofer for a rancher style home in the suburbs. You know, just, and those are two different guys where we kind of fall into that mold, but that's who we really excel with, right? And it's people that are like, we want it. We know who we want to work for. We're really good at it. We can sell the work. We just need the phone to ring more, and we know who we want calling. We will build you a plan. We will run a plan. And, you know, you've mentioned this to me in past conversations where, hey, we have, I'm coaching somebody who spends $1,000 a month for SEO, and they literally have no idea what they're getting.
Right. Exactly. I get that a lot.
You know, one of the things we focus on really heavily through everything that we would work for is that reporting, that quantifying, that understanding, right? Because that's a really huge part of this, right? If you're paying anybody to do anything, you better know what you're getting, right? So we're really big on the quantifying, the reporting, the understanding, and providing those metrics to the customer so they know exactly what they're getting, which that should be part of any marketing plan, right? Not just...
Yeah, but it's surprising how few people really do that, really have. Well, first, they don't start with a goal. What's our goal? What are we trying to do? And then two is, how are we doing meeting that goal? I'm giving you a bunch of dough. I want to see results.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And, you know, look, we work for a lot of contractors and a lot of roofers. And so we know how to report it, but we also try to report it in a really user-friendly way to our customers too. Right. It's not some complex language, you know, front and center. It's here's how much money you spent. Here's how many phone calls. Here's how many leads you got. Here's how much it costs per lead. Pretty front and center. Cut and dry there.
And this is how you avoid the typical frustration of contract. All I do is get these crappy leads. Well, that's because you don't have somebody that's focused on knows how to get the qualified leads, because that's all you want. You don't need to be wasting your time going out on, you know, people that can't afford your services, are not interested in what it is that you sell. You've got to be clear and specific. And this is what a firm like Aaron's can do for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think that kind of wraps us up, man. That's some great information, Aaron. Always a pleasure talking to you. Wealth of information. You know, we've worked together for a long time. I can really recommend that contractors get in touch with you. You know, you do a great job. You've worked with a lot of roofing contractors and really understand the business. So for those listeners that do want to get in touch with you, which I recommend you do, even if you just want to, you know, kind of get started, you know, ideally you're in that range, which is what he's talking about. But I think you're willing to help our listeners just...
we're more than happy to talk to anybody.
There you go.
Answer any questions, call us, email us, however you want to get in touch. We'll be happy to have a conversation. We will be honest about, hey, we're not really prepared to put a new roof on the, you know, the Empire State Building, right? We're not ready to go put a new roof on the Staples Center in Los Angeles. If it's not the right roof for us, we will kind of say, hey, maybe you should call somebody else, just out of an interest to their business, because if it's not the right fit, we won't be successful for them. But we're happy to answer any questions, talk to anybody.
Awesome. Well, how do we get in touch with you? Let's talk about, you know, get to your website. You've got a great website. You've got some great information. I know you got a newsletter there.
Yeah.
What should our listeners do?
Yeah, we just launched a new website, so go check it out. It's altavistasp.com. Or you can just go, you just go to Google and type in Alta Vista Strategic Partners. That's our full business name. Hit go. We'll pop up with an ad, a panel. We'll do all these little things we talked about will show up for us. You can check out our reviews on there. We got some good ones. Or you can go right to it. It's altavistasp.com. And then my email is just aaron@altavistasp.com. Call us, email us, submit a contact to the website. It'll all come right to me.
Well, awesome as always, Aaron. I really appreciate you coming on. You're the man. And thank you for giving this great insight to our listeners on how to get more qualified leads into your roofing business. Well, that's it for the show today. I really appreciate everybody listening. Be sure to go to my website at theroofershow.com. Get that free download I've been talking about. It's the one-page business plan. It will give you the 8 steps to build a profitable, a consistently profitable roofing business, give you the free time to do the things that you want to do. Take that 2-week vacation that I'm always talking about. Don't be that guy that says, I can't take off 2 weeks. My business would fall apart. Check out the business plan. Work it out, and if you need any help doing that, getting to that 2-week vacation, be sure you get in touch with me. Go to the contact page on my site, click the big button, take you to my calendar, really simple, book a time for a free call. We'll talk about your business, give you a few tips, and we'll talk about strategy, see if I can help you. Until next week, we'll see you on The Roofer Show.